Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the team. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man. Good morning, Cowboy fans. We're
good morning.
Happy. Very happy right now.
Feel good about your draft?
We did, and we do. We had a fantastical draft that we had, and we addressed all our needs. We got Tyler Guyton. It's a great big offense line. And he's really got big dung energy. Looks
what?
Like he could looks like he could clog up an American Standard.
It's bingo.
Yeah, Steven's back there playing a little bingo. But Cooper BB, he's a stud.
Yeah.
You know, most games ever played at K-State. Most games ever played at K-State, yep. And back-to-back Big 12 offensive lineman of the year. Quality pick by me. Quality pick.
Good job.
And that Leah Fowl, great, great run stuffer. Solid overall player. Plus, he's from Hawaii. I like Hawaii. Thought about buying it once. Although it did worry me. I was worried about getting him because a Hawaiian linebacker from Notre Dame. They're very susceptible to catfishing.
Just one time, that was an isolated thing.
So I'm going to have to put some of them content blockers on the staff-issued laptop to try to do the anti-catfishing thing so it doesn't get anti-tay out. But well, great draft. I give it an A++-. I really feel that we did well. I did it all for the fans. I left it all out there on the warm table for the fans. And now we've had other exciting news this morning.
Yeah, I guess that's why you didn't draft a running back, huh?
That's right. Well, it's not exactly why we didn't draft a running back. I was pretty distracted in the war room. I wanted to take a running back. Well, did you like seeing Spalding in the war room?
I guess.
Yeah, well, I didn't like seeing him there and the 12 other non-Spaldings. I just think it's a really great idea to bring your grandkids into a war room, isn't it?
Well, as long as they just sit there and behave, I guess it's okay.
That's the thing, though. See, Truman brought his grandkids into the war room. We got Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, gosh.
He was so distracted correcting them, he didn't fully listen to what he gave the generals permission to do. That's kind of what happened. You know, there's just not a lot of good decisions made when you're babysitting your grandkids at work, and that's what happened in my war room. So then when I realized after the draft that I'd forgotten to take a running back, I had to run right out and sign up Zeke again.
It was a desperation
move.
But I'm excited. We're excited. You know me. I throw the color excited beige on to everything.
Excited beige.
I'm excited. We signed Zeke Elliott. Running backs tend to get better as they get older.
No.
You know, the Cowboys are an organization of tradition, and I have a fine history of poor decisions with Zeke, so it's a good time to continue that tradition. Remember that crazy contract I gave him way back?
Yeah, that was a crazy contract.
That was fun. That was a drunken bar dare, and I took it. I was an idiot. But I know there's people that are not happy hearing this news, but I remind them that Zeke was a great running back there in the day.
Yeah.
Remember that when he got us pretty far, and the only thing that stopped him that year was Mike McCarthy? Remember that?
Yeah, his rookie year. Yeah.
That's right. So my GM football idea is why not bring those two together? The only guy who could stop Zeke with Zeke on the team, put them together, same team, the Super Bowl's a limit.
Well, he had that a couple of years ago, and it didn't work either.
Well, that's a different year. This year's different.
This year's going to be different. Okay.
This year's going to be different. Let's not forget Zeke's intangibles. Dak is very comfortable handing that ball off to Zeke. Very comfortable.
They're friends.
That's right. And Zeke is very comfortable honking the milk out of parade strippers.
Okay.
Very comfortable. Great tandem. And I look forward to that. That feeds me sign that he does. You know. Because I'm going to do a stadium nacho food tie-in with Zeke. So every time he does the feed me sign, we're going to use some artificial intelligences to impose some cartoon nachos in his hand up there on the video screen.
To get people to eat more nachos.
That's right. That's right. A little hidden message there.
Okay.
You like how I've gotten more combative and condescending to reporters over the past couple of years?
I guess. I mean,
you're just over it?
I love putting David Moore in his place. It's so fun.
Yeah, somebody needs to every once in a while.
I know it. I'm just getting testy. I think it's this medicine that I take for my erectile health.
Oh, gosh.
It's affecting my mood. You know how if you have an erection for over 4 hours, you're supposed to call your doctor?
Uh-huh.
Well, I did that this weekend.
You did?
Yeah. Called him up at home and bragged.
Oh. You didn't think there was a problem. You were happy with
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Oh, you're supposed to report it as a problem.
Yeah.
Let's go, Cowboys.
All right. Go, Cowboys. We'll see you. There goes Jarrah.